This is not a show.
Is this a show or a zoo?
Well, this is the show. This is the show.
Really? This is super.
And that's what this show is really about.
Let's begin the show by starting it.
Show? Show? Is it show? Show? Show?
Show me what you got.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Incredible show for you today. Incredible live exclusive guest, one of our favorite state reps, Ron Ferguson. He is going to be talking about how it seems that ODOT, and I like ODOT, I actually do like ODOT, but it seems that ODOT has blown us off regarding this Blaine Hill Bridge. There's supposed to be a big meeting, and there was a big meeting, but ODOT blew us off. I couldn't believe it. Why is my voice going up like this? In any event, I asked Ron Ferguson, who was there, to come on the show and talk with us about that. I also have calls out to ODOT to have someone come on, if not today, then hopefully tomorrow, to give us their side of this thing. I was stunned when I read this. Karen Fatula, our news director here, wrote this great piece about ODOT taking a rain check regarding the Blaine Bridge committee meeting. And it was like, what? What? All right, so that's first up. Then later on, can we stop pretending that anyone in Weirton government, probably anyone in Hancock County government, is competent? In light of the never-ending water mess there, the scandal as I see it, certainly a crisis, there's no leadership. No one seems to be doing anything. Now they're finally getting around to saying, oh, we need to get all hands on deck. This stuff has been going on for months with this water. This is insane to me. The local media is not holding anybody accountable as far as I can tell, but I'll hold everybody accountable. I've got this microphone here. And I'm going to ask some very tough questions. What the hell's going on in Weirton? What's going on with their water? They can't provide water. This is the year 2025. And they can't figure out how to provide water for the citizens? This is insane. Ugh. Let's get started with Ron Ferguson. So State Rep Ron Ferguson, thanks so much for joining us here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing this morning, sir?
Oh, I'm excellent. Thanks for having me on today.
Good. Well, thank you for being here with us. So you give us a little background here on the Blaine Hill Bridge project, big picture stuff, and then we'll get to this meeting where ODOT apparently blew us off.
Yeah, so the Blaine Hill Bridge for a while had been down to one lane because it was in need of repairs. Ultimately, they shut down the bridge. Those things happen. We understand that bridges get shut down, but you would think that shutting it down means that work would start the next day. We found out that work wasn't supposed to start until 2027. And I mean, obviously that's just far too long from now, to even start the work, let alone end the work. So, that's kind of where we're at right now.
All right. What exactly is wrong with this bridge?
Well, I haven't been told exactly what's wrong with it yet. I just know that they do routine, reviews of these bridges and that the engineer, said that that it's unsafe and that they ultimately need to shut it down and repair it.
All right. So why did they not provide an alternative route so that all the people on National Road, all the people in Flushing, Lansing, everywhere there, could have easy access to the upper part of Belmont County?
Yeah. So right now there's a couple, I guess, back roads that take a lot longer to get around, but right there through that corridor, there's really no other option than the Blaine Bridge. But what the residents would like to see and what, you know, common sense to me would really be is figure a way to get traffic running one way there with a traffic light.
No question, but I was told by ODOT that the bridge deterioration is now so bad that it can't support traffic even in one direction, even if there were a good safety controls to make sure nobody would be going in the other direction. Do you know anything about that? Is that true?
I have been told that's specifically.
Do you believe her?
Well, I believe the person who told me that is relaying what they believe is the truth. And you kind of mentioned you like ODOT earlier too. I think what we see with a lot of these government agencies is the everyday people we talk to that are local to our community are good people, and they're telling us what they believe to be true, but they're probably being led astray by some people higher up the food chain.
Do you think that's what's happening here? The engineers at District 11 are not being forthcoming, and maybe that's why they blew us off at this meeting?
You know, I think it might be a little bit more overly cautious, not really, or that, or it could also be not really digging in and figuring out, okay, exactly how can we do this? I mean, what I found out was there's 10 degrees or levels that they score these bridges. It's like 10 is the best condition, 1 is the worst condition, and the Blaine Hill Bridge is a 4. Well, are there bridges that are ranked a 4 that are open in other part of the state, or are all bridges that are ranked a 4 closed? I mean, is there any kind of objective measure to this?
Wow, that's a great question. Did you ask ODOT this? Did you ask Lauren Burrell or anybody else or the engineers?
That has been asked, and that is one of the updates that I do have this morning, Dimitri.
Okay, breaking news. Yes. Let's go. Let's look at breaking news. Wait, I need some sort of breaking news kind of. Oh, I know. Hold on. This will work.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Okay, the Belmont Buzz. We have breaking news. Ron Ferguson, what is it?
I'm not sure you should have played that yet, but late yesterday, ODOT called my office and said they had some updates that they wanted to give me that have not been sent out and made known yet, and they had to find time for their very high up to talk to me, and I believe it's 10:45 this morning, I think it is.
Well, who's the high up? Is that Governor DeWine or who?
No, it's somebody at ODOT. Who? So I could, I'm not sure, but I'll be glad to relay that back to you once I receive this phone call.
All right. And why wouldn't they just tell you what the breaking news is?
I would assume the person that sets up the phone call probably is, probably not even knowledgeable on what it is. They're just carrying out the job of setting up the schedule for the higher up.
Wow. Jesus. So, and I feel very awkward about this because I do like ODOT very much. I grew up in Pennsylvania and I know what PennDOT is like. And now I'm seeing what the West Virginia Division of Highways has deteriorated to. It used to be good and now it's almost as bad as PennDOT, really a mess. ODOT's been very good with everything connected with roadways. I've been very, very, very pleased with them. That's why this is so surprising to me. It's like, this is so not ODOT. It's more like PennDOT or West Virginia Division of Highways, which has turned into a clown show these days. What the hell is really going on here, Ron?
Well, I'll tell you, really one of my concerns is, obviously, there's many projects that need done around the state. I'm not really sure how things get set priority wise, but I do know that we're not one of the big C's, and Eastern Ohio often gets forgotten. And to your point, not because there's not great people working at ODOT, there are. If it was truly up to them, the local people, I'm sure we'd be top of the list. But I think. When you're allocating state money and there's many voices at the table, it's probably more likely that somebody with influence is able to get a bridge in Cleveland or a street in Cleveland taken care of instead of Eastern Ohio, even when that thing in Cleveland probably could have waited and isn't causing the people of Blaine and the rest of Belmont County an unnecessary headache.
Right. The three C's being Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, big metropolitan areas. Meanwhile, Belmont County always seems to be sucking hind tit when it comes to state government. And that's this is not the only complaint you have regarding ODOT and their apparent indifference to those of us here in the Upper Ohio Valley. What else do you have going on there with ODOT? Other concerns that you have?
Yeah, so later in that same day, I was down in Powhatan Point, and I was talking to the council and the mayor down there in Powhatan Point. You know, much like many of the people listening, they're one of the small villages here in eastern Ohio. They do a great job on a shoestring budget to really take care of their residents. But one of the biggest problems they run into is that State Route 7 runs directly through the heart of Powhatan Point. There's part of the communities on each side of State Route 7. And of course, we've got all these big truck traffic from gas and oil and everything else. And that's great. We've got commerce going on. But it wears and tears on the road. And a small village just can't upkeep State Route 7 the way that it needs to be. They just don't have the money. And that's where we really need to make sure that the state's coming in and doing those projects. And of course, the state would be ODOT.
No question. And one thing that's so frustrating to me is that we bear the brunt of all of the problems connected with the pipelines and fracking and brine trucks and everything else. I mean, it is a mess. And that would be fine if the state would allow us to keep all of the money, or at least some of the money that this wonderful fracking industry is producing. But I get the sense, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that we put up with all the headaches, all the hassles, all the broken windshields and everything else, and yet all the money goes to Columbus so it can be redistributed to Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati. So they're taking all of this money out of here that we're producing, that this industry is producing here in this region, and they're dispersing it to bigger, you know, metropolitan areas throughout the state. Is that accurate, or am I misinformed?
Yeah, it's not even just to the metropolitan areas. I mean, they're sending it to rural counties out in the western part of the state. Everywhere in the state gets a share of the severance tax, even though the gas is under our feet right here locally. And I always kind of say to people, if you sell the gas and oil rights to your own property, Dimitri, and I live one parcel over but don't have it under my feet, I don't get a share of your money.
Right. No question. Also, one of my pet peeves, I spoke with you about this, no need to go into details, but the condition of I-70, the last portion of it, the last couple of miles before the West Virginia line, ignored. These nasty weed-like trees have been growing all over the place, and brush and weeds and everything else. It's like ODOT doesn't give a damn about us. They won't even trim or cut down all the crappy trees and everything else that are growing up all around the roadways here. Meanwhile, you drive down to Marietta, and that's a smooth, beautiful drive. But here, they just don't seem to care about anything with us. Why is that?
Yeah, again, I mean, I think it's the timing and the prioritization and really the money component. But for me, what I think about is what do you spend your state tax money on? I mean, I'm all for putting more money into our roads and our infrastructure. That's actually one of the few proper roles of government.
Yep.
Is to actually take care of this stuff. Let's quit funding the Cleveland Arts Museum that shouldn't be getting any taxpayer dollars. And let's take that money and pump it into something like roads, and we wouldn't have to wait so long to get these projects done.
Indeed. We got a short break coming up here, and then I want to go speak with you in great detail about the meeting Friday where ODOT apparently just blew off the Upper Ohio Valley. So that is next. Ron Ferguson, our very special guest, state rep, 96th district here in Ohio. Good man, a recovering broadcaster. Don't hold that against him. More regarding the Blaine Hill Bridge coming up in a bit.